Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own.
Stranded, you gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis, and we have crammed our brains so full of so much music, there's no telling what's gonna bubble up on any given day. We have our Desert Island discs that we go back to over and over again because we play them because we love them. These are songs that are not only not a chore to listen to, but they are the songs that we would take with them when there's nothing left on Earth. We go, okay, give me this song for today, and I can go on living a happy life.
I need this song in my life. I gotcha.
Give me a hint about what you're going to play for us next, Jim.
I'm going to play, you know, for considering what a huge influence this band was on me, I'm going to play a song by them. We just have never talked about them enough because they fall into too many genres. And so as a result, like, they get overlooked whenever we talk about any of them.
All right, this is intriguing stuff. I'm all ears on this one. We're going to hear about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, you you really got me revved up. What you're going to play next on the Desert Island Jukebox? What's it going to be?
Well, the Long Riders, Greg, were one of my absolute favorite bands in the 80s. As a kid growing up across the Hudson River from Manhattan, the godhead were the Ramones and the Velvet Underground. You know, I'm the anti-country, okay? But I was very pro-psychedelia. I saw the Long Riders the first time they came out east and up north. on their EP, 10-5-60, and then their first album. And I fell in love with this band. Now, the Long Riders were part of the Paisley Underground spiritually and as friends and fans. But when we did our Paisley Underground show, we just mentioned them in passing, right? And they certainly were a progenitor of what would soon become called alternative country. Mm-hmm. When you're writing about the Uncle Tupelos and the Sunvolts and the Wilcos, right? But like, we've never talked about them enough, just in terms of their own sheer genius. And now, sadly, I'm going to play a track to pay tribute to Tom Stevens, the bassist, who died on January 24, way too young. It brought them back to the front of my mind. And, you know, he was a songwriter. He was primarily a bassist. And I remember watching him. I never understood country. To me, it seemed very plodding. Think about the times, right? You know, mid-70s to late to early 80s. You know, there's this kind of country pop thing, and the rhythms are all the same, and it's very plodding. But what Stevens would do with Greg Souders, the great, great drummer of the Long Riders, I mean, they brought a little of that garage rock propulsion while keeping the country tradition. I mean, these guys could have played with the Carter family, or they could have played with the Ramones, right? Mm-hmm. And they were splitting the difference. Well, Sid Griffin, the great songwriter and rock historian and vocalist, was up front. You know, I mean, we were getting Buffalo Springfield, and we were getting, you know, everything that was great about country rock, a lot of Graham Parsons. I fell in love with this band, and one of its best songs was co-written by Tom Stevens and Sid Griffin. The Wreck of the 809. Now, our dear beloved co-producer, Alex Claiborne, is the queen of the list shows. I'm shocked that we have yet to do this list show. Best songs in pop music history about, transportation disasters, right? Because you've talked several times about The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, you know, and there are songs about space disaster, you know, Major Tom, and, you know, doesn't goes up in the rocket, doesn't come back. The 809 is a train in the great Old West tradition. I picture a smoke-belching locomotive. One day I walked out my doorway. I was young, younger than today. I couldn't believe what was happening before my eyes. People running, screaming, a fire lighting up the sky. It's the wreck of the 809. Whether it's derailed or blown up or all hell breaks loose. It's one of those great country story songs. Mm-hmm. And this made me remember why I loved country, because I have talked about Frankie Lane. I liked country then, and then something went off the rails in the 70s, and the Long Riders bring me back with the country rock psychedelic Paisley Underground version. Tom Stevens, a great bass player, went on to make numerous solo albums, lived in Indiana, our neighbor, for a while. A big loss with his death January 24th. So in tribute to him, Wreck of the 809 by the Long Riders.
A piece of screen. wreck of the
809. The wreck of the 809. I put that right next to Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Greg. Great song by the Long Riders.
Good band, too, Jim. Thanks for highlighting them. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor at soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.